going through the tunnel of Hamilton students. This is a new tradition that the Hawkeye student body is doing and taking to this year, where they will form a tunnel kind of along the sideline, and the players will run through it. It's kind of a neat idea. I saw it for the first time last week when we did the game down at Hamilton when they played the Holland Christian Maroons, and great way for the student body to get involved in the course of the ball game. The Hawkeyes have got a big challenge tonight. They're taking on a Holland High ball club that is ranked number 10 in the state in Class A by the Michigan Associated Press. They are coming off a victory on Tuesday night as they defeated the Ducks of Zeeland West by a score of 67-55. Holland is 9-1 on the season. They are 3-0 in the OK Green. Hamilton comes in with a record of 4 wins and 5 losses, and they are 1-1 in the green. And the Hawkeyes might be a bit rusty tonight because this is their first game in 10 days. They have had their last two games scheduled contest postponed because of this winter weather event that we've been experiencing. The Hamilton was supposed to play Zeeland West last Friday. That game was postponed because of snow. And then on Tuesday night, the Hawkeyes were to have played Unity Christian. That game was postponed because of the winter conditions. So it'll be interesting to see how the Hawkeyes respond tonight after this long layoff. Obviously, they've had practice, but they have not had game action in 10 days. So they're going to be playing a very tough Holland High team tonight, and plus they have this long layoff that they're going to have to overcome if they are to come out on top. When we come back, we'll talk about more about this ball game on the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show. But first, let's take a two-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHDC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHDC.com. Welcome back to Hamilton High School. And time now for the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show as we get you set for tonight's game between the Holland High Dutch and the Hamilton Hawkeyes. The Dutch coming off a 67-55 victory on Tuesday night over Zeeland West over at the Dutch Dome. And this is the first of a stretch of 5 consecutive road games for the Dutch over the next couple of weeks. So this is going to be an interesting test for this Holland ball club, which has played very, very well in the first half of the season, getting off to a 3-0 start in the OK Green, and 9-1 overall. They've been ranked as high as number 4 in the Class A Michigan Associated Press poll, which was last week's ranking, but then after the loss against East Kentwood, they tumbled back to number 10, where they actually are tied for number 10 with Bloomfield Hills right now. In the game on Tuesday night, the Dutch had their hands full with Zeeland West in the first half of that ball game, as the Ducks did a pretty good job of containing Aiden McAuliffe, the strong outside shooting threat for the Dutch. And the Dutch were really trying to find their sea legs, so to speak, with their offense. But then in the second half, after falling behind by 6 points, their defense actually helped get the game turned around as they started creating some turnovers. They started fronting Jordan Van Dort, the big Zeeland West center, and getting causing some turnovers, and that was led to fast break opportunities where Howell was either able to score or get fouled. And the Dutch went on a 13-0 run that allowed them to take a 7-point lead late in the third quarter, and the Ducks never really recovered. And then in the fourth quarter, the Dutch put the game away with a very, very impressive array of foul shooting. Holland ended up with the ball for the ball game, 28 of 34 from the line, including one stretch where the Dutch made 19 consecutive free throws. And I don't care what level you're at, whether it's high school or the NBA, if you can make 19 straight free throws, you are usually going to win the basketball game, and that is exactly what ended up happening for the Dutch. They scored 23 points in the fourth quarter, and they, despite the fact that they only had 2 field goals, all the rest of the points came at the foul line. Dante Hawkins, the electrifying point guard for the Dutch, led the way with 23 points, and he got a lot of those points from the free throw line. He had 10 free throws in the contest. Trent Ramos, a guy who was a starter for the Dutch last year but has been coming in off the bench of late, provided a spark as he had 12 points, three field goals, and he made all six of his free throws in the fourth quarter. And there were some other guys who stepped up. Anders Nordheis had a very strong game as he had 9 points, also played some solid defense in the second half. He was part of that run where he helped create some turnovers, and he's that's kind of his role on this team is he can score a few points, but his primary job is to be the defensive stopper, and he was a key part of that second half rally. Tyler Johns also had 9 points for Holland High, and a guy you certainly cannot overlook is Kyle Bartholomew. If you're not familiar, if you haven't seen Holland play, Bartholomew is a junior. He is 6 foot. They list him at 6'10". I'm calling him 6'11", but he is becoming a better player as he has developed. He's a defensive stopper on the inside, and he is starting to assert himself on the offensive end as well. He's got a few nice moves. He's developed a hook shot that is virtually unstoppable. Nobody can stop that hook shot, and he had a nice ball game on Tuesday as well, as he had 8 points along with a double-digit figure in rebounding. Holland coming in with a record of 9-1, and again, this is a stretch of five straight road games that the Dutch are going to be playing, and that includes a makeup game that will be coming up a week from tomorrow against Holland Christian, which will probably be for the OK Green Conference lead, as right now the Dutch and the Maroons are the two top teams in the OK Green. When we come back, we'll talk about the Hamilton Hawkeyes and what they need to do tonight in order to come out with a victory against the Dutch. But first, let's take a two-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Back here at Hamilton High School and for the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital pregame show, the captains from the two teams shaking hands after a brief meeting with the officials to go over the ground rules for tonight's ballgame. Hawkeyes come in at 4-5. They're 1-1 in the OK Green. And it's been a while since Hamilton has tasted victory. Their last win came back on January 14th when they beat Byron Center by a score of 57-46. Since then, they lost at home to Holland Christian 57-42. And in their last ball game, which was 10 days ago on January 21st, they lost to the Allendale Falcons by a score of 60-48. Allendale led it by 5 points at the half and then broke the game open in the third quarter with a 21-12 run. Grant Wolfram led the Hawkeyes with 15 points. Elijah Walker had 11. And Wolfram and Walker have been the two leading scorers for the Hawkeyes all season long. Walker is the leading scorer. He's a 6'1 senior guard. He averages about 13 points a ball game. Wolfram is a 6'6" junior, skinnier varsity player. Got some nice moves on the inside, but he can also step outside and hit the 3-point shot. And he's averaging about 11 or 12 points a contest. And the Hawkeyes are going to need both of those guys tonight to play well if they are to stay in the ball game against this Holland ball club. Now, I mentioned at the top of the broadcast about the layoff that the Hawkeyes have had. They were supposed to play last Friday at Zeeland West. We were going to bring that game to you, but the snow postponed that contest. Then on Tuesday, the Hawkeyes were to have played at home against Unity Christian, and with the weather conditions being in this area in Hamilton along M40 just really being in very poor condition, there was just no way they were going to play that ball game. They have rescheduled the Unity Christian contest for February 12th. And the Hawkeyes are going to have kind of a backlog of games because they have another makeup game on February 10th against Granville. That's a makeup of a postponement from back in December. So Hamilton has had a lot of headaches this year dealing with the weather, and they're going to have to try to overcome some rust tonight as well with this long layoff that they have had from playing a game. And they will need to play very, very well if they are to come out on top in this game against the Holland High Dutch. The Dutch making their way back out onto the court. There was a varsity girls contest between Holland and Hamilton before the boys tonight. And the Hamilton girls, if you follow them at all, they have a great, a very, very good team. Dan Van Heck has done a great job down here coaching the Hamilton girls, and they had it all over Holland tonight by a score of 55-25. Ashley Overbeek, who is arguably the best high school girls player in the area, a four-year starter, led the way with 24 points tonight. Rachel Talsma added 10. The Hawkeyes broke the game open in the third quarter. It was 22-8 at the half, but then it was 45-14 at the end of three, and the Hawkeyes led by as many as 36 points in the fourth quarter before Coach Van Hecken emptied his bench, and everybody got into the scorebook for the Hawkeyes in the contest tonight. Morgan Ricketts led the way for the Dutch with 7 points, so Hamilton now 10-3 on the season for the girls, 3-0 in the OK green. The Dutch are 1-3 in the green and 3-9 overall. We'll be back with more of the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital pregame show after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Welcome back to the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital pregame show. A few minutes away from tip time here as Holland gets ready to take on Hamilton in OK Green Conference action. Staying active is a way for young athletes to be prepared from season to season. It doesn't mean specializing in one sport year-round, but it does mean being engaged in activities that develop them into all-around healthy participants. Get up, get active, and play. Preparation lasts all year. Learn more at the MHSA website. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics as well as the Holland stations of Midwest Communications. Got a full slate of games going on tonight. Most of the area teams are on the road this evening. We got the Holland-Hamilton game going on here. Most of these are boys-girls doubleheaders. You had the girls playing first, the boys with the boys to follow. Right now on 92.7 The Van, the Saugatuck Indians are home tonight against the Cardinals of Bloomingdale High School. Gary Stevens on the play-by-play of that game airing on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. Other games in the OK Green, the Holland Christian Maroons are in Hudsonville to battle the Crusaders of Scott Sotsma and Unity Christian High School. The West Ottawa Panthers are up the road along U.S. 31. They are in Grand Haven to take on the Buccaneers. Zealand East is against Reese Puffer. Zealand West versus Byron Center. Fenville is at Goebbels. In the Alliance League, Black River takes on Zion Christian. They're from out of Byron Center. And also Calvary Schools take on Wyoming Potter's House. So that's a look at the full slate of action in area high school basketball. We'll try and get you updates on those contests as the evening unfolds. And, of course, we'll have a complete roundup of high school results coming up tomorrow morning here on WHTC News as Gary Stevens will have a complete roundup of what happened in tonight's basketball action. Should be a very fascinating contest tonight. The two teams going through their warm-up right now. The Dutch will have a significant height advantage due primarily to the presence of Kyle Bartholomew, the 6'11 center. The Dutch will go small occasionally when they take Bartholomew out of the game, and their next tallest guy is 6'3". They have several guys at that height. You have McAuliffe, who's 6'3". Tyler Johns is 6'3". Johns will play the post position when Bartholomew is not in the ball game. Hamilton does have several tall guys. You got Wolfram, who is 6'6". Then you got Connor Davis, who will come in off the bench. He's 6'5". And then a guy who's not real tall, but will play in the post and along the front line is Dylan Burrish. Yet the latest in the line of the Burrish brothers. He's 6'1", but yeah, he plays a lot bigger than 6'1" because of his wide body, and he can hold his own against much bigger competition. Hawkeyes starting to make their way back to their bench. And when we come back, we will have the starting lineups and the opening tip-off of tonight's contest from Hamilton High School as the Dutch go through their usual routine where they do the dive drill. That was a tradition. I think that dates back to when Mark Worley was the head coach. Steve Windemore continued it, and now Paul Chapman's doing it as the head coach at Holland High. Back after this 2-minute timeout, you're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Welcome back to Hamilton High School. Time to meet the starting lineups for tonight's varsity boys game between the Dutch and the Hawkeyes. First for the Dutch, coached by Paul Chapman, assisted by John Crampton. Starting at a forward will be Aiden McAuliffe, a 6'3" senior. He averages 11.5 points a ball game. He's a very dangerous three-point shooter. He'll be joined up front by Tyler Johns, a 6'3" senior. He averages about 9 points a contest. For the in the middle, it's Kyle Bartholomew, the 6'11" junior center who's averaging about 7 points a ball game. In the backcourt, you have Anders Nordheis, a 6 foot junior. He's the defensive stopper for Holland. And then finally, the guy who makes things go for the Dutch, Dante Hawkins, a 5 foot nine senior, averaging 19 and a half points a ball game. He had 23 on Tuesday against the Ducks of Zeeland West. For the Hamilton Hawkeyes, coached by Brant Hoberdink in his first year as the Hawkeyes head coach, assisted by Larry Turlow, Ben Randall, and Nate Gensick. Starting at a forward will be Scott Skolden, a 6 foot junior. He'll be joined up front by Grant Wolf from a 6 foot 6 inch junior who averages about 12 points a contest. And we told you about his ability to score from both inside and outside. In the middle, Connor Davis, a 6 foot 5 senior. In the backcourt, Colin Tidd is the point guard. He's a 5 foot 9 inch junior. And finally, the 6'1" senior, Elijah Walker. He's the leading scorer for the Hawkeyes at 13 points a ball game. The opening tip-off presented by South Shore Laundry, a full-service laundromat, offering drop-off laundry service. The ball in the air. The Hawkeyes surprisingly control the tap despite the presence of the 6'11"-ish Bartholomew. The Dutch opening a man-for-man defense. Wolfram has it against Nordheis. Kicks it out left side. Walker with a 15-footer. It's short. And we get a foul as Tyler Johns got knocked to the deck. Dutch are in the red uniforms with white numerals and a little hint of black trim. The Hawkeyes in the home whites with black numerals and gold trim. Foul is on Walker, I believe. And Elijah Walker is a guy that the Hawkeyes cannot afford to let get into foul trouble. Hawkeyes open the man-for-man defense. The Dutch have the basketball. McCullough with a three from the top to start things off, and he nails it. A triple for the top, right in McAuliffe. 3-0 the Dutch with the early lead. Walker in the backcourt gets it ahead to Wolfram. Wolfram will work across the timeline against Tyler Johns. Wolfram drives to the baseline against Bartholomew, loses the basketball, and we got contact, and Bartholomew is going to get called for a foul, it looks like. Much to the chagrin of Paul Chapman. Oh, they called it on Johns. It's not on Bartholomew. Johns was in the neighborhood as well. Paul Chapman thought it was a clean block. Wolfram will go to the line. He's a left-hander, 6 foot 6 inches. Started as a sophomore last year, drops in the first. I'd like to tell you that the broadcast of this game is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSA and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. Wolfram missed the second. Bartholomew with the rebound. Here's a pull-up jumper from Dante Hawkins. Left it short. And the Hawkeye student section chanted air ball, but it did barely graze the rim. It's Hamilton basketball. Dutch press in the backcourt, 3-1, Holland with the lead. Wolfram having a little trouble getting the ball in bounds. Finally does so to Davis. He'll leave it for Colin Tidd. Tidd into the front court, over to Wolfram. Wolfram slashing along the baseline, turn around, 8 feet away, no good. And we get a whistle on the rebound, and I think this is going to be a foul on Scott Skolden of Hamilton. Check that. That's Connor Davis on the personal, as he was on the back of Anders Nordheis. We've played just over a minute here at Hamilton. 3-1. The Dutch lead it. McAuliffe has it in the front court. They swing it around over to Nordheis on the left. Now to Hawkins. Dante will go down the lane to the hole. Puts it up. No good, but he draws the foul on Connor Davis. And that is what Dante Hawkins does so well. He gets to the basket, creates contact, and gets to the foul line. And Dante Hawkins, the senior, he is a very, very good free throw shooter. In fact, this is a very good free throw shooting team, this Holland Dutch team. Hawkins at 76% on the season. First free throw on the way, swish. Carlton Bexford, a 6'2 junior, becomes the first sub into the ball game for Hamilton. One more free throw for Hawkins. He averages 19 and a half a ball game. Second one, got it. Yeah, the net hardly moved. 5-1, Holland. Pressure put out in the backcourt. Walker has it in the backcourt against Anders Nordheis. Walker nearly loses his footing. Now nearly loses the basketball, but gets it across the timeline, and Nordheis is all over him. Wolfram with it now out near half court. Over to Bexford. Bexford puts a move on Bartholomew. Spins, goes to his left, puts it up. No good, and Bartholomew's going to get a foul called on him. Nice move that time by Colton Bexford, using his quickness against the 6'11 Bartholomew. Bexford will shoot two for the Hawkeyes. First free throw, no good, and Paul Chapman gets ready to make a sub. It'll be Trent Ramos, who played very, very well off the bench on Tuesday, as he had 12 points, 3 baskets, and 6 free throws. Bexford will have one more free throw. Colton's second one, in and out and back in. 6:27 to go in the first quarter. Hawkins with it in the front court. 5-2 the score. Here's McAuliffe underneath. Puts it up. No good. And Walker has the rebound for Hamilton. Out to Tidd. Colin Tidd brings it up against Hawkins. Tidd tries to dish off. Ball knocked away. And it's taken away by Tyler John. John's pass intercepted by Walker. Back come the Hawkeyes. Walker drives to the basket. And Ramos hacked him on the drive to the basket. So Elijah Walker will shoot two. We had a lot of fouls here in the early going. We haven't played 2 minutes yet, and each team has 3 team fouls. Elijah Walker will shoot 2 for the Hawkeyes. Walker, the Hawkeyes' leading scorer, at about 13 a contest. First one for Elijah. Swish. All of Hamilton's points so far have come from the free throw line. One more for Walker. And Walker is about a 70% free throw shooter on the season. And he got them both. 5-4 in the Dutch lead it. 6 minutes to play first quarter. Hawkins in the front court leaves it outside for McCullough. McCullough puts it on the floor against Bexford. Now Tyler Johns with it. He's a good three-point shooter too. Hawkins slashes toward the basket. Puts it up off the window. No good. Rebound Wolfram for the Hawkeyes. Here comes Walker with it. Into the front court. Hawkeyes working right to left across your radio dial. Outside to Wolfram. Grant's open for a three. Right side off the back of the air, and he gets his own board. But Hawkins strips him. Hawkins has got a breakaway. Hawkins drives right side. Walker tries to get back. Can't do it. And Dante Hawkins with a layup. 7-4 the Dutch. 5:26 to go first quarter. Tidd bring it up against pressure from Hawkins. Tidd gives up his dribble. Gets it into half court to Walker. Walker's pass nearly intercepted. Retrieved by Bexford. And Colton puts it in off the window on the left side. 7-6. Hawkins in the front court for the Dutch over to Johns. Johns had his pass knocked away. Tidd had a steal, but he dribbled it on the sideline. Otherwise, he'd been off to the races. Elroy Payne will check into the ball game for Holland for Tyler Johns. Payne is a 5'10" junior, and he provided some hustle in the game on Tuesday night. So the Dutch with a fairly small lineup out there right now. McCullough's actually the tallest guy. He's at 6'3", but he usually plays out on the perimeter. They've got Ramos down in the post area. And they'll have Payne playing down on the front line as well, more because of his wide body. Hawkins crossover dribble. He'll put up a three from the right side. He left it short, and that one was an air ball. He tried a crossover. He fooled Walker with a nice crossover fake, but then left the shot short. Ball knocked out of bounds. It will stay Dutch basketball. Hawkins will trigger it. Outside to McAuliffe. McAuliffe was quiet on Tuesday against Zeeland West. Over to Nordheis. Nordheis leaves it outside for Hawkins. Now to Payne. Elroy dribbles down the lane. Creates contact. Puts it up. No good. But he drew the foul. That's going to be on Skolton. That's Skolton's first. 14 fouls on the Hawkeyes. And Elroy Payne will go to the line. Elroy had 1 point on Tuesday. First free throw on the way. Got it. Payne was the leading tackler for the Holland High football team last fall. Very, very good linebacker. Also plays fullback. Second free throw for Payne. No good. Wolfram with the rebound. 8-6 Holland. 4:35 to go. First quarter. Tidd with it in the backcourt against the pressure from Ramos. Here's a pass and nearly knocked away by Nordheis, and we had a collision between Nordheis and Walker, and I think Nordheis is going to get a foul called on him. That's the first foul on Nordheis. Each team with 14 fouls. We still have 4.5 minutes to play in the first quarter. It's been a physical contest so far. Walker gets the inbound, so working across the timeline against Nordheis. Bounce pass over to Wolfram, right side.
Matched up against Trent Ramos. Wolf from on the dribble, back outside to Tid at the top of the circle. Tid, bounce pass down low to Bexford, and he got bumped by Elroy Payne. And Eric Brooks gets ready to check in the ballgame for the Dutch. Eric Brooks checks in. He's a 6'2" junior. And McAuliffe will sit. Five team fouls now on Holland, four on Hamilton. With it is Skolton. Over to Tid. Tid tries to drive toward the basket. Puts the shot up against Payne. He left it short. And we get a whistle, and the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Dutch basketball. Dante Hawkins gets the inbound. We're midway through the first quarter. 8-6, the Dutch lead it. Hawkins on the dribble. Guy switch on defense. Hawkins over to Nordheis. Nordheis tries to penetrate, drives to the basket. He took an extra step. They didn't call it. Rebound tipped out. Hawkeyes with the rebound. The ball is loose on the floor, and coming away with it is Bexford. Now over to Tid. Back outside to Wolfram. Wolfram fakes, drives to the basket, puts the shot up. We got a collision, and we got a foul. I think this is going to go on Payne. Payne looked like he was in position to take the charge, but the official said his feet were still moving. Check that, the foul's on Brooks. I thought Payne was in the middle of that pile up there. Wolfram will shoot two for the Hawkeyes. So already, 3:37 to go in the first quarter, and the Dutch are already at 16 fouls, so the Hawkeyes will be in the bonus the rest of the first half. Dylan Burris checks in for the Hawkeyes, a 6'1 senior. Skolton will sit. Wolfram will have one more free throw. Hawkeyes have just one basket so far. Otherwise, all their points have come at the line. Wolfram makes the second, so he splits the pair. He's 2 of 4 from the line. 8-7, Holland. 3:34 to go, first quarter. Brooks has it on the left side. In the corner now to Dante Hawkins. Hawkins will dribble it back out toward half court. Hawkins now comes to the top of the circle. Ball tipped away. Taken away by Burrish. Here come the Hawkeyes. Burrish will leave it for Tid. Tid comes to the top of the circle, looks underneath, gets it to Burrish, and it's taken away by the Dutch. Here's Ramos, pass ahead to Brooks. Brooks one-on-one. Brooks drives to the basket. A nice move, but he missed the layup. Burrish with the rebound for the Hawkeyes. Ahead to Colin Tid. Tid into the front court. Tid spins on Hawkins, ball out the way, taken away by Ramos. Here come the Dutch. Holland 3-on-2. Ramos, pull-up jumper from 12. No good. Rebound underneath by Brooks. Put back up and good. Brooks got out and filled the lane, and he had rebounding position to get the rebound off the Ramos miss and put it in. Here comes Walker for the Hawkeyes. Over to Wolfram. Wolfram drives left side against Payne. Puts it up off the window and good. Good body control that time by Wolfram to avoid the charge. 10-9 Holland. 2:26 to go first quarter. Here's Hawkins front court for the Dutch. Over to Brooks. Brooks on the left side. Nearly carried it. Over to Nordheis, now to Ramos. Ramos on the right side, back outside to Dante Hawkins, top of the circle. Hawkins tries to put a move on Walker, can't do it. Now Payne has it. Payne, pass intercepted by Wolfram. Wolfram's got Walker ahead of the pack, and he led him too far. And they're going to say it went off a Holland defender. Somebody got a piece of it, and that was what led the ball going a little farther ahead of Elijah Walker. Wholesale subs back in for both teams. Bartholomew back in along with McAuliffe. And John's back in as well for the Dutch. And for the Hawkeyes, Jared Overbeek, a 5'9 senior, in for the first time. Paul Chapman not happy about the call. He felt that it should be his team's ball, but they gave it to the Hawkeyes. Baseline left. Long inbounds comes to Dylan Burrish over to Colton Bexford. Bexford working on Bartholomew. Bexford drives the basket, puts it up, no good. Tip, no good. Put back by Bexford, no good. Rebound battle around. Bexford gets it back again. Has it taken away by Hawkins. Here come the Dutch 3-on-2. Hawkins sprinting down the lane, drives it all, puts it up and in. Hawkins knows how to put the gas on. He drove the lane and put it up and in. 12-9 Holland. And we're going to get a timeout by Brant Haberdink of the Hawkeyes as Hamilton was having trouble getting the ball in bounds. I believe it's going to be a 30. It is.
This timeout is presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant. Choose from a variety of combinations, just $7.99, starting at 4 p.m. Visit the MHSA website to check out scores and schedules, tournament brackets, educational and health and safety resources, and much, much more. Sign up to become a registered user of the MHSA website and become a score reporter. Check out blogs and podcasts to keep your perspective about high school sports straight. It's all online at MHSAA.com. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Hollis stations of Midwest Communications. 99 seconds to go in the first quarter, 12-9. The Dutch lead it. Hawkins with 6 for the Dutch. Wolfram has 4 for the Hawkeyes. Dutch will go to a full court press. Looks like it's a man press, it looks like. Wolfram to trigger. Tyler Johns backing off a little bit. Inbounds comes to Evan Woodkey, who just checked in the ball game, and ball knocked out of bounds by the Dutch, and Mason Rosado now in the ball game for Holland. Rosado, who was the quarterback on the Holland football team last fall, he's a 5'9 senior. Wolfram to inbound, and having trouble finding somebody to get the ball to. Finally, does so to Burrish. Back to Wolfram. Granville dribbling into the front court. Wolfram pull up jumper from 10, no good off the front. Bartholomew with the rebound for the Dutch. Here comes Hawkins. Hawkins stepping on the gas again. Kicks it over left side to Rosado. Rosado outside to McCullough. McCullough now to Johns. He fakes three. Now tries to penetrate. Dishes off. Hawkins in the corner. Back outside McCullough. Now to Rosado. Top of the circle. Over to Johns. Tyler will try a three. Right side. No good. Rebound Bexford for Hamilton. Johns tapped the ball away and Bexford retrieves it. We tip down toward a minute to play in the quarter. Dutch with a three-point lead. Wolfram has it in the front court for the Hawkeyes. Outside to Bexford. Bexford top of the circle. Back to Wolfram. Wolfram working on Johns. Wolfram will try and dribble down the lane. Stops his dribble. Got to cast it off. Here's a three right side by Woodkey. Rattles in and out. No good. Rebound Bexford for the Hawkeyes. Bexford underneath. Bumps into Bartholomew. And puts it up and in. Bexford took it at the 6'11 center and stuck it. So Bexford providing a spark for the Hawkeyes. He's got 5 off the bench. 33 seconds to go in the quarter. 12-11 Holland. Hawkins with it front court. Dribbles around Wookie. Pull up jumper from 12. Left it short. Long rebound comes outside to McCullough. Now to Tyler Johns. Over to Hawkins. Dutch will play for 1, it looks like. Down to 18 seconds. Hawkins out near half court. Wookie closes out on him. Hawkins maintains his dribble. Down to 10. Hawkins with a drive. Dishes off. Right side. Johns is open for a three. No good off the back of the iron. Rebound. Wolfram taken away by Hawkins, and he got fouled. Wolfram had the rebound, and Dante Hawkins, who is 9 inches shorter than Wolfram, took the ball away, then came back, put the shot up, created contact, and he'll go to the line with 7/10 of a second remaining in the quarter. Hawkins at the line to shoot 2. The Hamilton fans chanting air ball, reminding them of that earlier miss. But Dante is cool as the other side of the pillow makes the first. He has 7. One more for Hawkins. The left-hander fires. Got it. Inbounds comes to Burrish. He'll throw it the length of the court, and it's just short as the buzzer sounds, ending the first quarter. Holland High ahead of Hamilton, 14-11 after the first 8 minutes of action. Let's take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Second quarter action getting underway here at Hamilton, 14-11. Holland in the lead. The Dutch will have the basketball after Dante Hawkins made those 2 free throws with less than a second remaining in the quarter after he made that steal off the rebound by Wolfram. Hawkins gets the inbounds. Mason Rosado has it on the right side. The Dutch will swing it around over to Johns. Now to Hawkins left side. Hawkeyes in a man for man. McAuliffe right side. He's open for 3. No good off the front. Burrish with the rebound for Hamilton. He'll leave it for Edmund Woodkey. Woodkey, the 5'9 senior, or rather a junior, brings it up. With it now, right of the lane is Dylan Burrish. Works down low against Johns. Burrish shot blocked underneath by Bartholomew. Out of bounds. It will stay Hamilton basketball.
Burris worked his way around Tyler Johns, but then Bartholomew came on the help side to swat that ball away. Hawkeyes have it, baseline left. Long inbounds comes to Colton Bexford. Over to Woodke. Woodke on the dribble. Comes back out toward the top. Now Burrish with it between the circles. Burrish over to Bexford. Bexford back outside to Woodke. Woodke being guarded by Rosado. Now Bexford with it. Loses the basketball. Here comes Hawkins. He's got Rosado ahead of him. Rosado drives right side to the basket. Puts it up. Missed the layup. Good job by Woodke to get back on defense and cause the miss by Rosado. Woodke's got the basketball now. Hamilton with it in the front court. Woodke over in the corner. Here's Bexford slashing along the baseline, cut off by Rosado outside. A 12-footer on the way, no good by Bexford. Rebound battle for underneath, and Bexford and Garrett Ading, who just checked in the ball game, mixing it up. And we got a foul, and it's going to go against... It's going to be on the Dutch. And that puts Holland over the limit with their 17 foul. They get the ball to McAuliffe, his first... So a one-on-one opportunity coming up here for Garrett Eating, the 5'10 junior. Anders Nordheis back in the ball game for Holland. And Elijah Walker returns for Hamilton. Free throw on the way. Good. Again, we've had a lot of free throws in this ball game. 17 fouls on the Dutch, 5 on Hamilton. We still have 6:52 to go in this first half. One more free throw for Eating. He missed it. Rebound comes to McAuliffe for the Dutch. 14-12, Holland. 6:48 to go in the half. Hawkins with it. Front court gets a screen from Bartholomew. Hawkins on the dribble. Comes to the top. Now bumped on the left side. Nordheis has it now. Back outside to McAuliffe. McAuliffe puts the move on Walker. Now Hawkins with it. Hawkins matched up against Eating right now. I think it's a favorable matchup for the Dutch. Here's John's left side. Now to McAuliffe. And we're going to get a traveling violation on McAuliffe. An unforced error by the Dutch. Trent Ramos will come off of Paul Chapman's bench. He'll come in for Johns. 6:26 to go, first half. Hawkeyes hanging around. They're trailing by a deuce. They can tie with a deuce and take the lead with a triple. Evan Woodke working on Dante Hawkins. Now McAuliffe comes to double. Woodke over to Walker. Walker diagonal pass into the front court to Burrish across the timeline. With it now is Woodke in the corner. Bounce pass underneath to Bexford. Bexford spins. Has the ball knocked away by Hawkins as he came on the double that time. It'll stay Hamilton basketball. Grant Wolf from returns for the Hawkeyes. Also Skolton back in the contest. And Colin Tidd. So three of the starters back in for Coach Hoverding. Inbounds comes to Wolf from left of the lane. Now to Tidd. And Tidd got bumped by Hawkins. And Dante says, I'm sorry, and pulls him back to his feet. Colin Hawkins is first. And we got some more free throws coming up for the Hawkeyes. Colin Tidd will have a 1-1 with 6:07 remaining in the half with an opportunity to tie this ball game. Tidd's free throw off the back of the iron, no good. Johns with the rebound for the Dutch. So Holland maintains a two-point lead. Hawkins has it in front court. Outside to Johns. Johns top of the circle. Nice move. Drives to the hole. Puts it up. Missed the layup. Wolfram with the rebound, though. He nearly had it taken away by Johns, but he gets rid of it to Tidd. Colin Tidd into the front court for Hamilton. Tidd gets a screen at the top of the circle. Over to Wolfram. Wolfram fakes three, but Johns closes out on him. Now Walker with it. Right foul line extended. To Tidd, now to Wolfram left side. Wolfram back outside to Scott Skolden. They swing it around over to Eating. Eating has Hawkins on him. Eating spins on him. That's a nice move on Hawkins. Drives, dishes off. Hawkins took it away. Hawkins got fooled, but he got back on defense and stole the pass. Here's McCullough front court for the Dutch. Outside to Nordheis. Now Hawkins has it on the left side. Dante will drive to the baseline. To the hole, off the window, missed it. Eating had the rebound, knocked out of his hands by Hawkins. It'll be Hamilton basketball. Mason Rosado will check back in the ball game, but he's going to have to wait till the next whistle. Tidd has it, one-on-one with Hawkins in the backcourt. Ted gets rid of it to Walker. Elijah will work it across the timeline. Walker being guarded closely by Nordheis. Outside now eating. Now Skolden with it. Down low to Walker. Turn around off the window. No good. Rebound Ramos for the Dutch. Here comes Nordheis with it for Holland. Dutch lead it by 2, 14-12. We've played over 3 minutes. Here's a pass tipped away out of bounds. We've only had 1 point so far scored in this quarter. Rosado will come in. Dante Hawkins will get a breather. I presume this will be a short breather for Hawkins. Dutch will maintain possession. Rosado will inbounds in front of the Hamilton bench. Actually, they're going to move it back closer to the scorer's table. Long inbounds comes to McAuliffe in the corner. McAuliffe drives around Walker, goes baseline, puts it up, off the glass, it's good! Aiden McAuliffe with 5. 16-12, Holland, 4:28 to play in the half. Eating, hands it off to Colin Tidd. Tidd working between the circles, drives around Rosado, drives the lane, puts it up, rolls around, doesn't fall. Rebound battle for in the corner, and Skolden finally corrals it. Skolden will dribble it out, and Grant Wolfram is hurt. I'm not quite sure what happened to Grant Wolfram, but he is feeling some discomfort. He got hit in the midsection. I'm not quite sure what happened, but he's going to have to check out of the ball game momentarily. Bexford returns for the Hawkeyes, and in for the first time, Brady Mott, a 5'7" junior. Inbounds comes to Mudd. Hopefully the situation with Wolfram isn't serious. I don't think it is, but he took a shot right in the midsection. Walker has it left side, drives around Nordheis to the basket, puts it up and in! A little bit of explosion that time for Elijah Walker. That's his first basket of the ball game. Paul Chapman will take time. 3:54 to go in the first half. And what's it going to be? It's going to be a 30. 16-14, Holland. Let's take a 30-second break. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. .54 remaining in the first half. Close ball game here at Hamilton. 16-14, the Dutch lead it. Hawkins is back in the ball game after a short breather for Holland, and he gets the inbounds for Nordheis. Hawkins walks it slowly into the front court. Hawkins at the top of the circle, over to McAuliffe, left wing. McAuliffe gets a screen from Hawkins, drives the lane. His shot blocked by Bexford. Rebound battle for it's loose on the floor. Ball knocked out of bounds. And it's going to stay Holland basketball. Oh, check that. Now, Brant Hoverding showing some enthusiasm on the Hamilton bench there. He appreciates the defense his team's playing. Ramos is back in the ball game for the Dutch. Tyler Johns gets the inbounds outside to Nordheis. Now in the corner to McAuliffe. McAuliffe dribbling right to left. Now drives the lane. Puts the shot up. Rolls around. Rolls off. No good. Bexford has the rebound for Hamilton. Bexford had the ball knocked away but gets it back. Here comes Colin Tidd with it for the Hawkeyes. Over left corner to Mudd for a three. Left corner. No good. But rebound battle for underneath. Bexford gets it back. And did he put it in? Looks like he did, and he drew the foul. Colton Bexford has been... Check that. The ball did not go in, but Bexford will shoot too. But Bexford has really provided a spark for the Hawkeyes off the bench tonight. He drops in the first. That is his sixth point of the ball game. Austin Hyde, who usually doesn't play a lot for the Dutch, has checked in. Hyde is a senior, 5'11". Free throw on the way, no good for Bexford. Rebound underneath by Burrish. Back outside to Tidd. Tidd airmails it over to Walker, left corner. Walker drives around Hyde, puts up a 10-footer for the lead, no good. Johns has the weak side rebound for the Dutch. 16-15, Holland. 2:55 to go in the half. Nordyce has it for the Dutch. Over to Hyde. Hyde wants Bartholomew. Gets it underneath to Kyle. Kyle feeds Nordyce in the paint. Back in the corner for Hawkins for a three, and it's through. Dante Hawkins with the triple. 19-15 Dutch. 2:32 to go in the half. Bexford has in the front court. Over to Walker. Elijah sees it opening. Drives the lane. Finger roll up. No good. Rebound battle for Walker. Got it back. Had a shot blocked by Bartholomew. Bartholomew rolling in with another block against Burrish. Here come the Dutch the other way. Here's Hawkins driving the lane. Up off the window. No good. And the rebound to Bexford. Not getting a lot of scoring, but it's fast-paced action. Hawkins one-on-one with Tim as he comes up court. And Dante doing a little bumping. Burrish has it in the front court. 2 minutes to play in the half. 19-15 Dutch. Here's Bexford driving on Bartholomew. Puts it up off the window. It's good. Bexford showing no fear. And here's a pass intended for Nordyce. Tipped away out of bounds by Titt. And the Hamilton fans showing their appreciation. 19-17. The Dutch lead it. 1:48 to go in the half. Hawkins dribbling just past half court. Paul Chapman trying to get his guys into a set. Looks like they're going to run a 1-4 set. Here comes Hawkins down the lane to the hole. Puts it up and in. Hawkins just exploded down the lane, drove past Bexford and put it up and in. And that's 13 for Dante Hawkins in the first half. Inbound pass nearly stolen by Johns. Here's a pass ahead to Mudd. Mudd tries to save it. He saves it right in the arms of Bartholomew. So the press creates a turnover for the Dutch. Hawkins comes the other way. We kick down toward a minute play. Here's Hawkins for a three. The ATM is open for Dante. Hawkins took it from 5 feet beyond the arc, and he banked it in. 24-17, the Dutch. What a shot by Hawkins. I don't think he intended it to bank it in, but that's what happens. Here's Bexford with a 15-footer, and he nails it. Colin Bexford is keeping the Hawkeyes in the ballgame. 24-19 the Dutch, 38 seconds to go in the half. Paul Chapman wants one shot for Holland. Hawkins has it just past half court, working on Elijah Walker. Hawkins over in the corner to Hyde for a three, no good. I don't think that's the possession the Dutch wanted there. Rebound to Walker. Here comes Colin Tidd with it, 20 seconds remaining. Tidd. Over to Walker, down to 15 seconds. Walker working on Nordyce, gets a screen from Bexford. Walker drives toward the baseline, down to 10. Back outside, Bexford nearly lost the basketball. Hawkins comes out on him, down to 5. Here's Tidd kicking it out to Burrish. Burrish drives the baseline, 1 second left, puts it up, too long. And that's the end of the first half here at Hamilton High School. It's been a defensive struggle. It's been physical, but it's been fun. It's the Dutch 24, the Hawkeyes 19. Let's take a 2-minute timeout, and we'll be back with the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital halftime report. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Back here at Hamilton High School, Greg Chandler with you. Time for the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital halftime report. 24-19, the Dutch lead the Hawkeyes, but it's been a fairly close contest all the way. It was 14-11 Holland after one quarter. The Hawkeyes had their opportunities to get the lead in the contest, but have just not been able to get that lead. And the Dutch got a few points late, right before the end of the half from Dante Hawkins to take that 5-point lead. Take a look at the scoring for the Dutch. It is Hawkins leading the way with 16 points, including a pair of three-point baskets. 5 points for Aiden McAuliffe. Eric Brooks has two. Elroy Payne has one. That's it for the Dutch scoring. For the Hawkeyes, Colton Bexford, a 6'2 junior who came in off the bench, provided a big spur for the Hawkeyes, and he went right at the big guy, Kyle Bartholomew, the 6'11 Holland center. He has 10 points in the first half. He normally averages about 3 or 4 points a ball game. The other leading scorers, Walker and Wolf from each have 4 for the Hawkeyes, and Garrett Eating has a single point. That's it for the Hawkeyes, as they have a total of 19 points. When we come back, we'll have the second half of tonight's contest.
But first, we do our usual halftime feature. We take a look at the world of high school athletics through the eyes of John Johnson, the communications director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. JJ's perspective coming up next. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
Hoop trafficking. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I remember back to high school running into kids from other schools now and then who were foreign exchange students. A nice opportunity to share our culture with someone from another land. It was a novelty, and after a short time, they were gone. Today, foreign exchange students are no longer a novelty, with some coming to our country through highly organized programs where they are placed randomly for the cultural experience, others being trafficked by specific people to specific locations, specifically for the sports experience outside of such programs. It wasn't that long ago that we read of entire starting lineups being built by this foreign pipeline to other states. Horror stories of local kids being displaced from teams and local leagues and state tournaments being overrun. It wasn't a problem in Michigan because schools had adopted rules which allowed for eligibility only for a year and only if they came through a program approved by the Council on Standards for International Educational Travel. But in the past few years, the number of students being imported through different channels and allowed to stay and play for multiple years at non-public schools has increased 1,000% as a result of a 1996 federal law, and Michigan now seems to be targeted in this arranged international placement of some pretty able-bodied athletes. Kids are directed to schools where adults bring them in, having connections, primarily in basketball, and having their living expenses and tuition paid for by these brokers who stand to benefit in some way, direct or indirect, from their presence on a particular team. That, my friends, is recruiting, pure and simple. And before you start feeling sympathy for these foreign children, realize this. These kids could be coming through the pipeline, trafficked from a foreign land, or even nearby places like Farwell, Fenton, or Felch, to their new school, and the outcome would be the same. It's recruiting. It's what's described in the MHSAA handbook under the heading Undue Influence, and either the school or the young people, or both, have a penalty to pay. And at a time when kids are already transferring en masse to follow a coach or a teammate from their non-school teams, something that becomes much tougher, by the way, beginning in August, with a possible loss of eligibility for up to a year, something must be done and be done quickly to fix the net through which these young people from a foreign land are passing, something which lets kids on real foreign exchange programs come in and enjoy some of the best things we have to offer from our educational programs, and something which keeps everyone else out, putting the flesh peddlers out of business. The winter tournament season begins soon, and the MHSAA TV website has a special deal for you. Just $14.95 will give you access to watch live final streaming video from the team and individual wrestling, ice hockey, Lower Peninsula boys swimming and diving, girls gymnastics, and the semifinals of the girls and boys basketball tournaments. Your $14.95 pass is good for 30 days of tournament action. Get yours beginning February 21st at the MHSAA website. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.
Time for second half action here at Hamilton High School. Hawkeyes with the basketball. They trail Holland by 5, 24-19. Same starting fives for both teams to start the second half. Grant Wolfram, who was shaken up in the first half after taking a shot in the midsection, is back there. He puts up a shot, no good. Connor Davis with the rebound, put back, no good, but he was fouled. And who's it going to be on? It's going to be on Kyle Bartholomew. That's his second. Had a lot of fouls in the first half, a lot of them around the basket. We have a lot of free throws shot. Connor Davis will go to the line. The 6'5 senior did not score in the first half. First free throw is good.
Dante Hawkins had 16 for the Dutch in the first half, while Colton Bexford had 10 for the Hawkeyes. Free throw coming up for Davis is good. So Connor made them both, 24-21. The Dutch lead it. Dante Hawkins brings it up for Holland. He'll work it across the timeline. Over at Unity Christian, it is 22-22. Holland Christian and Unity at the half. Here's McCall driving left side to the basket. Puts it up off the window. No good. Rebound to Scott Skolin for the Hawkeyes. There's a pass tipped away by Hawkins. Stolen away by McCall. McCall down the lane. Puts it up. Missed the layup. McCullough faked the pass to Hawkins.